శ్రీ సాయి సచ్చరిత్ర ద వండర్ఫుల్ లైఫ్ అండ్ టీచింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీ సాయిబాబా చాప్టర్ 4 సాయిబాబాస్ ఫస్ట్ అడ్వెంట్ ఇన్ షిరిడి మిషన్ ఆఫ్ ద సెయింట్స్ షిరిడి ఏ హోలీ తీర్థ్ పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ సాయిబాబా డిక్టమ్ ఆఫ్ గోలీబువా అపియరెన్స్ ఆఫ్ విఠల Krish Sagar's story. Das Ganu's bath in Prayag. Immaculate consumption of Sai Baba and his first advent in Shirdi. Three vadas. In the last chapter, I described the circumstances which led me to write Sai Satcharitra. Let me now describe the first advent of Sai Baba in Shirdi. Mission of the Saints. Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 4, 7, 8, that whenever there is a decay of dharma, that is righteousness, and an ascendancy of unrighteousness, that is adharma, I manifest myself for the protection of the virtuous and the destruction of the vicious. And for the establishment of righteousness, I manifest myself age after age. This is the mission of Lord and the sages and saints who are his representatives and who appear at appropriate times and work in their own way to fulfill that mission. For instance, when the twice born, that is, the Brahmins, the Kshatriyas and the Vaishyas neglect the duties, and when the Shudras try to usurp the duties of other classes, when spiritual preceptors are not respected but humiliated, when nobody cares for religious instructions, when everybody thinks himself very learned, when people begin to partake of forbidden foods and intoxicating drinks, when, under the cloak of religious people, indulge in malpractices, when people belong to different sects, fight among themselves, when Brahmins fail to do Sandhya adoration, that is Sandhya Vandana, and the orthodox leave their religious practices, when yogis neglect their meditation, when people begin to think that wealth, progeny, wife are their sole concern and thus turn away from the true path of salvation, then saints appear and try to settle matters at right path by the right words and action. They serve us as beacon lights and show us the path and the right way for us to follow. In this way, many saints, that is Nivrutti, Dhyanadev, Muktabai, Namdev, Gora, Gonai, Ekanath, Tukaram, Narahari, Narasibhai, Sajan Kasai, Savata, Ramadas, and various others did appear at various times to show the right path to the people, and so the present advent came as Sri Sai Baba of Shirdi. Shirdi, a holy tirth. The banks of the Godavari River in the Ahmednagar district are very fortunate, for they gave birth and refuge to many a saint, prominent amongst them being Dhyaneshwar. Shirdi also falls in the Kopargaon Taluk or the Ahmednagar district. After crossing the Godavari River at Kopargaon, one gets the way to Shirdi. When you go 3 kos, that is 9 miles, you come to Nimgaon, from where Shirdi is visible. Shirdi is as famous and well known as other holy places like Gangapur, Narsimwadi, Audumbar on the banks of Krishna River. As the devotee Damoji flourished and blessed Mangal Veda near Pandharpur, as Samarth Ramadas at Sajjangad, as Sri Narasimha Saraswati at Saraswati Wadi, so Sainath flourished at Shirdi and blessed it. Personality of Sai Baba. It is on account of Sri Sai Baba that Shirdi grew into importance. Let us see what sort of personage Sai Baba was. He conquered the sansar, that is, worldly existence, which is very difficult and hard to cross. Peace or mental calm was his ornament, and he was the repository of wisdom. He was the home of Vaishnav devotees, most generous, like Karna. Amongst all, the quintessence of all essences, he had no love for perishable things and was always engrossed in self-realization, which was his sole concern. He felt no pleasure in the things of this world or of the world beyond. His antarang, that is, heart, was as clear as mirror, and his speech always rained nectar. The rich or poor people were the same to him. He neither knew nor cared for honor or dishonor. He was the Lord of all beings. He spoke freely and mixed with all people, watched the actings and dances of notch girls, and heard ghazal songs. Still, he served not an inch from samadhi, mental equilibrium. The name of Allah was always on his lips. While the world awoke, he slept, and while the world slept, he was vigilant. His abdomen was as calm as the deep sea. His ashram could not be determined, nor his actions could be definitely determined. And though he sat and lived in one place, he knew all the transactions of the world. His darbar was imposing. He told daily hundreds of stories. Still, he served not an inch from his vow of silence. He always leaned against the wall in the masjid or walked morning, noon and evening towards Lendi, that is Nala and Chavadi. Still, he at all times abided in the self. Though a Siddha, he acted like a Sadhaka. He was meek, humble and egoless, and pleased all. Such was Sai Baba, and as the soil of Shirdi was trodden by Sai Baba's feet, it attained extraordinary importance, as Dhyaneshwar elated Alandi, Ekanath did to Python. So Sai Baba raised Shirdi. Blessed are the grass leaves and stones of Shirdi, for they could kiss the holy feet of Sai Baba and take his dust on their head. Shirdi became to us devotees another Pandharpur, Jagannath, Dwaraka, Banaras, that is Kashi, and Rameshwar, Badri Kedar, Nasik, Trimbakeshwar, Mahakaleshwar, Mahabaleshwar, Gokarna. Contact of Sai Baba in Shirdi was like our study of Veda and Tantra. It quietened our sansar, that is, world consciousness, and rendered self-realization. The darshan of Sri Sai was our yoga sadhana, and talk with him removed our sins. Shampooing his legs was our bath in Triveni Prayag, and drinking the holy water of his feet destroyed our sins. To us, his commands were Vedas, and accepting, that is, eating his udi, sacred ashes, and prasad was all purifying. He was our Sri Krishna and Sri Rama, who gave us solace, and he was our Parabrahma, that is, absolute reality. He was himself beyond the pair of Dvandvas, that is, opposites. Never dejected nor elated, he was always engrossed in his self as existence, knowledge and bliss. Shirdi was a center, but his field of action extended far beyond to Punjab, Kolkata, North India, Gujarat, Deccan, that now in Bangladesh, and Konkan. Thus the fame of Sai Baba spread far and wide, and people from all parts came to take his darshan and be blessed. By mere darshan, minds of people, whether pure or impure, would become quiet at once. They got here the same unparalleled joy that devotees get at Pandrapur by seeing Vitha Rukmini. This is not an exaggeration. Consider what a devotee says in this respect. Dictum of Gaulibua. An old devotee by name Gaulibua, aged about 95 years, was a Varkari of Pandari. He stayed 8 months at Pandrapur and 4 months, that is Ashada to Kartik, that is July to November, on the banks of Ganges. He had an ass with him for carrying his luggage and a disciple as his companion. Every year he made his wari or trip to Pandrapur and came to Shirdi to see Sai Baba, whom he loved most. He used to stare at Baba and say, "This is Pandarinath Vitala incarnate, the merciful lord of the poor and helpless." This Gaulibua was an old devotee of Vitoba and had made many a trip to Pandari. And he testified that Sai Baba was real Pandarinath. Vitala himself appeared. Sai Baba was very fond of remembering and singing God's name. He always uttered Allah Malik, that is, God is Lord, and in his presence made others sing God's name continuously day and night for all 7 days of the week. This is called Namasaptaha. Once he asked Das Ganu Maharaj to do the Namasaptaha. He replied that he would do it, provided he was assured that Vitala would appear at the end of the 7th day. Then Baba, placing his hand on his chest, assured him that certainly Vitala would appear, but for that the devotee must be earnest and devout. The Dankapuri, that is Thakur of Dakurnath, the Pandari of Vitala, the Dwaraka of Ranchod, that is Krishna, is here, in Shirdi. One need not go far out to see Dwaraka. Will Vitala come here from some outside place? He is here. Only when the devotee is bursting with love and devotion, Vitala will manifest himself here, that is in Shirdi. After the Saptaha was over, Vitala did manifest himself in the following manner. Kaka Sahib Dikshit was as usual sitting in meditation after the bath, and he saw Vitala in a vision. When he went at noon for Baba's darshan, Baba asked him point blank, "Did Vitala Patil come? Did you see him? He is a very truant fellow. Catch him firmly. Otherwise he will escape even if you are a little inattentive." This happened in the morning, and at noon there was another Vitala darshan. One hawker came there for selling 25 or 30 pictures of Vitoba. This picture exactly tallied with the figure that appeared in Kaka Sahib's vision. On seeing this and remembering Baba's words, Kaka Sahib Dikshit was much surprised and delighted. He brought one picture of Vitoba and placed it in his shrine for worship. Bhagavant Rao Krishsagar's story. How fond was Baba for Vitala worship was illustrated in Bhagavant Rao Krishsagar's story. The father of Bhagavant Rao was a devotee of Vitoba and used to make waris, that is annual trips, to Pandrapur. He also had an image of Vitoba at home, which he worshipped. After his death, the son stopped everything. The wari, that's annual trips, the worship and Shraddha Sarmani, etc. When Bhagavant Rao came to Shirdi, Baba, on remembering his father, at once said, "His father was my friend, so I dragged him, the son, here. He never offered Naividya, that is offering of food, and so he starved Vitala and me. So I brought him here. I shall remonstrate him now and set him to worship. Das Ganu's bath in Prayag. The Hindus think that a bath in the holy Tirth of Prayag, where the Ganga and Yamuna meet, is very meritorious, and thousands of pilgrims go there at periodical times. To have the sacred bath there, once Das Ganu thought that he should go to Prayag for a bath and came to Baba to get his permission for doing so. Baba replied to him, "It is not necessary to go so far. Our Prayag is here, believe me." Then, wonder of wonders, when Das Ganu placed his head on Baba's feet, out flowed streams of Ganga Yamuna water from both the toes of Baba. Seeing this miracle, Das Ganu was overwhelmed with feelings of love and adoration and was full of tears. Inwardly, he felt inspired, and his speech burst forth into a song in praise of Baba and his Leelas. Immaculate Conception of Sai Baba and his first advent in Shirdi. Nobody knew the parents, birth or birthplace of Sai Baba. Many enquiries were made, many questions were put to Baba and others regarding these items, but no satisfactory answer or information has yet been obtained. Practically, we know nothing about these matters. Namdev and Kabir were not born like ordinary mortals. They were found as infants in Mother of Pearls. Namdev being found on the bank Bhimrati River by Gonai, and Kabir on the bank Bhagirathi River by Tamal. Similar was the case with Sai Baba. He first manifested himself as a young lad of 16 years under a neem tree in Shirdi for the sake of Bhaktas. Even then, he seemed to be full with the knowledge of Brahma. He had no desire for worldly objects even in dream. He kicked out Maya, and Mukti, that is deliverance, was serving at his feet. One old woman of Shirdi, the mother of Nana Kopdar, described him thus: "This young lad, fair, smart and very handsome, was first seen under the neem tree, seated in an asan. The people of the village were wonderstruck to see such a young lad practicing hard penance, not minding heat and cold. By day he associated with none, by night he was afraid of nobody. People were wondering and asking whence this young chap had turned up. His form and features were so beautiful that a mere look endeared him to all. He went to nobody's door, always sat near the neem tree. Outwardly he looked very young, but by his action he was really a great soul. He was the embodiment of dispassion and was an enigma to all. One day it so happened that God, Kandhova, possessed the body of some devotee, and people began to ask him, 'Deva,' that is God, 'you please enquire what blessed father's son is this lad and whence did he come?' God, Kandhova, asked them to bring a pickaxe and dig in a particular place. When it was dug, bricks were found underneath a flat stone. When the stone was removed, a corridor was seen in which four samais, that is lights, were burning. The corridor led to a cellar where cow-mouthed shaped structures, wooden boats, rosaries were seen. Kandhova said, 'This lad practiced penance here for 12 years. Then the people began to question the lad about this. He put them off the scene by telling them that this was his guru's place, his holy vatan, and requested them to guard this well. The people then closed the corridor as before, as Ashwatha and Adumbar trees are held sacred. Baba regarded this neem tree equally sacred and loved it most. Mahalaspati and other Shirdi devotees regarded this site as the resting place, Samadhi Sthan, of Baba's Guru and prostrate before it. Three Vadas. The site with the neem tree and surrounding space was bought by Mr. Hari Vinayak Sathe, and on this site a big building styled Sathe's Vada was erected. This Vada was the sole resting place for pilgrims who flocked there. A par, that is platform, was built around the neem tree and lofts with steps were constructed. Under the steps there is a niche facing the south, and devotees sit on the par, that is platform, facing north. It is believed that he who burns incense there on Thursday and Friday evenings will, by God's grace, be happy. This vada was old and needed repairs. The necessary repairs, additions and alterations have been made now by the Sansthan. Then, after some years, another vada, Dikshit's vada, was constructed. Kaka Saheb Dikshit, solicitor of Mumbai, had gone to England. He had injured his leg in an accident there. The injury could not be got rid of by any means. Nana Saheb Chandorkar advised him to see Sai Baba. So he went to Sai Baba in 1909 and requested him to cure the lameness of his mind rather than of his leg. He was so much pleased with the darshan of Sai Baba that he decided to reside in Shirdi. So he built a vada for himself and other devotees. The foundation of this building was laid on 10-12-1910. On this date, two other important events took place. One, Mr. Dada Saheb Kaparde was given permission to return home. And two, the night aarti at Chavadi was started. The vada was completed and was inhabited on the Ramanavami day in 1911. With due rites and formalities. Then another vada or palatial mansion was put up by the famous millionaire Mr. Booty of Nagpur. Lots of money was spent on this building, but all the amount was well utilized, as Sai Baba's body is resting in this vada, which is now called Samadhi Mandir. The site of this mandir formerly had a garden, which was watered and looked after the Baba. Three vadas thus came up, where there was none formerly. Of this, Sathe's vada was most useful to all in the earlier days. The story of the garden, which was attended by Sai Baba with the help of Vaman Tatya, the temporary absence of Sai Baba from Shirdi, and is coming again to Shirdi with the marriage party of Chand Patil, the company of Devidas, Janakidas and Gangagir, Baba's wrestling match with Mohuddin Tamboli, residing in Masjid, love of Mr. Dengle and other devotees, and other incidents will be described in the next chapter. Bow to Sri Sai. Peace be to all.